חג שמח.
חג שמח. שבת שלום.
I'm going to get started relatively pretty quickly.
Okay, and I'm going to mute. I'll have to be in and out, hopefully not till after the door.
Thank
portion.
You. Okay. 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 Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. The seventh Aliyah, or the seventh day reading for Pesach, begins at Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, and completes at chapter 15, verse 26. This is a total of 63 verses. The number 63 connects to the spelled out name of Hashem, that connects to the Sefirah of Bina, which is also the world that is coming. There's a maftir, the same maftir that we've read six other times. The reason it is always the same maftir during the 8 days of Pesach has to do with the connection to the energy of Pesach built into this seven verses of the Maftir. The seventh of Pesach is the Shavuot, the seventh day of Pesach. It is the splitting of the Yam Suf. The reading consists of verses leading up to the Shir Hayam, the Song of the Sea. And it completes with the Song of the Sea. So we begin with chapter 13, verse 17. Vayihi b'shalach paro et ha'am v'lo nacham Elohim derech eretz pelishtim ki karu ki amar Elohim en minachem am birotam milchama veshavu mitzrayma. A few things from this verse. Is Derek Eretz is an idiom.
Has joined.
Its literal translation is the way of the land, the direction of the land. It's an idiom that means follow the customs of the land, the customs of the people around you. We spoke earlier this week of the difference between Mitzrayim and Mitzrayma. One means in Egypt or with Egypt, and the other means in the direction of Egypt. One is representing the potential energy, one is representing the manifestation of that energy. That energy is narrowness. That energy is limitation. But that's the issue of the seventh day of Pesach, the need for the splitting of the Yam Suf. Verse 18. Vayaseh Elohim Mitzrayim, Vayikach Moshe et Atzmot, Yosef imo ki hashbeha ishbiya et bnei Yisrael. Le'mor pakod yivkod Elohim etchem v'ha'alitem et atzmotai mize idchem. Vayisu misukot vayachanu ve'etam bikce ha'midibar. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahida Wanu Heyo Olech Lifnechem Yomam Be'amud Anan Lan Chotam Aderech Huelaila Be'amud Esh Lehair Lachem lalechet yomam walayla lo yamis amud he'anan yomam v'yamut ha'esh layla lifnei ha'am. Chapter 14, verse 1. Vaydaber Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahida Wanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Daber El Bnei Yisrael Vayasu Shuvu Vayachanu Lifnei Pi Hakiro Bein Migdol Uvein Hayam Lifnei Baal Tufoniho Lachanu Al Hayam V'yamar Paro Livnei Yisrael Nevuchim Heim Habaret Sagar Alechem Amidbar v'izakti et leparo v'radaf acharechem v'ikavda v'faro v'kochelo v'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo aheda wanu heyo, wa ya asu ken wa yugad lemelech mitraim ki varacha am va ye afech leval paro vi avadav el ha am va yomru. Mazot asinu ki shilachnu et Yisrael me'avdeinu v'yesor et richbo bo v'et amo lakach imo v'yikach shesh me'ot rechev Bahur v'korekev Mitzrayim v'shalishim al kulo v'yechazek Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo et leparo melech Mitzrayim v'yirduf Vayirdof achare bnei Yisrael, uvnei Yisrael, yotzim biad rama. Vayirdofu mitraim acharehem vayasihu otam. Jesus Rechev Paro Parashav Vehelo Alpi Hachirot Livne Baal Tzafon Uparo Hikriv Vaisu Vene Israel Erenehem Vehine Mitzrayim Nosea Acharechem Vairu Meod Beitzaku Bnei Yisrael El Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahedawanu Heyo Vayomru El Moshe Hamibli Ein kevarim b'mitzrayim lekachtanu lamut b'dimidbar mazot asita lanu lehotzianu mimitzrayim alo ze hadavar asher dibarnu elecha Mitzrayim lemor hadal mimenu na'avda et Mitzrayim ki tov lanu avod et Mitzrayim mimutenu b'midbar v'yomer Moshe el ha'am Al tirau, tityatzvu uru et yeshuat, Adonai yohewahe, Adanu yo, Adanu. Adanu. Yo ahida wanu heyo Asher yaase lachem hayom ki asher reitem et Mitzrayim hayom lo tosifu lirot od adolam Adonai yohewahe adanu yo Yo ahida wanu heyo Yilachem lachem we attempt tacharishun. Wayomer Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoaheda Wanu Heyo El Moshe Matitzachalai. This is a famous phrase. The children of Israel are trapped. Pharaoh is behind them with his 600 chariots, wild animals to either side and the sea in front of them. They cry out to God, and God's answer is, why are you crying to me? Ma titzach alai. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'yisau v'yata harem et matcha, unte et yatcha, al hayam uvkaehu, v'yavou b'nei Yisrael, betoch hayam b'yabasha. Wa'ani hineni mechazek et lev Mitzrayim. Wa'yavohu acharechem. Ve'ikavta b'paro uvkol chelo. Berichbo u para Shav. Vayaru Mitzrayim ki ani Adonai. Yo he wahe Adanu yo. Yo ahe dawanu he yo. Vehikavdi beparo verishubo uparashav. Vaisa malach ha Elohim. Acholech. Livne machane Yisrael. Vayelech me'acharehem. Vayisa amud he'anan bifnehem. Vayamon me'acharehem. Vayavo bein machane Mitzrayim uvein machane Yisrael. Vayehi he'anan v'chafoshe. Vayaer et ha'layla. V'lo karav ze el ze. Kol ha'layla. Vayet Moshe et yado al ha'ayam. Vayolech Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoahida Wanu Heyo Ed Hayam Beruah Kadimaza Kalhalaila Wayasem Ed Hayam Leharava Vaibahu Amaim. These last three verses, 19 and 20 and 21, these are the three verses that each have 72 letters. These are the three verses that the Zohar teaches us how to create the 72 names. These are the three verses that the Tzaddikim revealed the 72 names on a different level. One is from the world that is coming, one is from the this world of physicality. There are many questions that can be learned. There are many answers that can be found related to these three verses. But one question that is rarely asked, what letters are not included in the 72 names of God? In essence, what letters are not included in these three verses? And then what does that teach you? Verse 22. Vayavo v'nei Yisrael betoch hayav. Bayabasha.
Bless you.
Thank you. Bahamayim lahem homa mi mainam umishmo alam lairdifu mitzrayim wayavo acharechem. Kosus paro rikbo ufarashav el tochayam vayehi be'asmoret aboker vayashke Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo El machane mitzrayim Beyamud eshwianan Wayaham et machane mitzrayim Wayasar et ofan Markevotav Vainahagehu Bikvedut Vayomer Mitzrayim Anusa Mitzrayim. nu yo yo ah hey da wan nu hey yo meal tam lechem be mitraim Wayomer Adonai yo hey wa hey Adanu yo yo ah hey da wan nu hey yo El Moshe Meteet Yadcha Al Hayam Vayashuvu Hamayim Al Mitraim Al Rechubo Veal Parashav Vayet Moshe Et Yado Al Hayam Vayashav Hayam Lifnot Boker le'etanu, le'etano, u'mitraim nasim, likra oto vayanair, Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo, Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo, et mitraim betoch hayam, Vayashuvu Hamayim Vayikasu Et Hawekev Ved Haparashim Lekohael Paro Habayim Akarechem Biyam Lo Nishar Lahem Adechad Uvne Yisrael Mahalku Bayamasha Betochayam Behamayim Lahem Choma Miminam Umishmolam. Vayosha Adonai yo he wahe Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo Vayom hahu et Yisrael miad mitraim vayar Yisrael et mitraim med al sefat hayam Why are Yisrael? Et hayad hagedola asher asa Adonai yo hey wahe Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu hey yo Mitraim vayiru ha'am Et Adonai yo hey wahe Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu hey yo Haya aminu ba Adonai yo hey wahe Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu hey yo Moshe avdo The next verse, verse 1 of chapter 15, begins the Song of the Sea, the Shir Hayam. It's interesting to note, and this is not something that we normally make comment on, but this in the middle of the verses, of these 63 verses that we're saying in the seventh Aliyah, in the seventh day of Pesach, there are 63 verses which we know connects to the Bina. But to me it's unusual that I noticed that up till now, from the beginning of this reading till now, the end of chapter 14, we have read 37 verses. Why is 37 significant? Because it's the concealed letters of the spelled out name of Hashem that connects to the level of Bina. The Shir Hayam, the balance of what we will be reading, is 26 verses. The revealed letters of Hashem's name in the spelled out not even the spelled out format. There's much to contemplate, much to learn from these relationships. Az Yashir Moshe Uvne Israel et Hashira Hazot La Adonayo He Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Wahe Dawanu He Yo Wayom Rule Morashira La Adonai Yo He Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Wahe Dawanu He Yo Ki gao gaasus virok go ramavayam aziv zim radya vayehi lili shua ze elivian wehu elohe avi varome menhu Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu He Yo Ish Milchama Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu He Yo Shemo Markevot Paro Wechelo Yarabayam Umivchar Shalishav Tubu Beyam Suk Echomod Yekas Yumu Yardu Bim Tzolot Kimo Aven Yemincha Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu He Yo Ne'edari Bakoa Yemincha Adonai Yo He Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu He Yo Tiratoyev Uvrokionecha Tacharos kamecha tishalach arnonecha yok lemo kakash uvruach apecha ne'ermu mayim nitzvu kemonedos lim kafu techomot belev yam amar oyev Erdo fasig, achalek shalal tim laemo. Nafshi arikar bito rishemo. Yadi, nashavta beruchacha. Isamo yam salalu. Taoferet bemaim adirim. This next verse is very famous. Michamocha ba'elim Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu He Yo Michamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh Nora tehilot ose pele Natita yamin chativ laemo Aretz nachita vechazdecha Amzu ga'alta ne'alta Be'azcha el neve kachecha Shamu amim yirgazun Tilachaz yoshve pelashet Az nivhalu alufe edom Ele moav yochatzei mo Radnam gu Shvekenan. People Alehem, Emata Wafahat, Igdos Roaha, Idmu Kaven Adyavur, Amcha Adonai, Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo, Yohe Dawanu Heyo, Adyavur Amzu Ganita, Tivae Mo, Titae Mo Beharna Halata, Machon Lishivtecha, Paota Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adanu Yo, Yohe Dawanu Heyo, Mikdash Adonai Konenu Yadecha, Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adanu Yo, Yohe Dawanu Heyo. Yimloch le'olam wa'ed, kivasus paro, berik bo farashav, bayam vayashev Adonai yohe wahe, Adanu yo, yo ahida wanu heyo, alehem, Et me hayam uvne Yisrael halku b'yabasha betoch hayam. I believe that's the end of this. The way the column is written in the Torah, it takes up two columns. And there's a section that is written in the normal manner, and then the balance is the Song of the Sea that's written in an unusual manner associated with mortar and bricks. Three words, and then two words, and then three words, and then two words on each line. Three words on one line, two words on another line, and the way of the ordering. And then the next column, the second column of the Yom Shir HaYam, is written in that same pattern of three words on one line and then two words on another, and so forth, until at the bottom of that column, it goes back to the regular order. So we perceive that there's the idea of the three columns of when you combine the two columns, and I hope my language isn't confusing, and then there's the three columns associated with the Shir HaYam itself, written three words, and then two words, then three words, and then two words, and so forth. And these two triangles represent the Star of David, Magen David, which is the glyph of the Tree of Life in a different format than you're used to seeing with the 10 circles and the 22 lines. Continuing with verse 21. Bata an lachem Miriam shiru la Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo yo aheda wanu heyo Ki gao gasus verok lo rama vayam vayasa Moshe et Yisrael miyam suf vayitzu el midbar shur vayelku Shoshet Yamim, Bamid Bar Velo Matsu, Mayim Vayavo, Marata Velo Yatu, Lishtok Mayim Nimara, Himarim Hemalkain, Tarashima. Meira Mara Vailu Ha'am Al Moshe Lemor Manishte Vaitak El Adonai Yohe Wahei Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Vayorehu Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo, yo a he da wa nu he yo. Et va yashlech el hamayim vayim teku. Hamayim sham sam lo hok. Umishpat wa sham nisau. Vayomer im shamoa, tishma lekol Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu he yo. Elohecha wehayashar, beinav ta'ase, behaatzanta, le mitzvotav. Shamarta kol hukav kol hamachala asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Adonai rofecha. This is the last verse of our reading. But if you look at the last four words of this reading, you have a yud in the word ki, a yud in the word ani, a yud in the word Hashem. So you have the three yuds, which is one of the 72 names of God, both in the regular order and in the names revealed by this. By the Tzaddikim. And the last word is Rofecha, translation, your healer. And these three words, actually there's four yuds. It's five words long. Alecha has a yud in the third letter. E in the first letter. Ani in the first letter. Let me rephrase that. Alecha has a yud in the third letter. He has a yud in the last letter, the second letter. Ani has a yud in the last letter, which is the third letter. Adonai, Hashem's name, has a letter yud in the first position. And then the last word is Rofecha, translating your healer. These four yuds relate on one level to the name of God that's spelled out with a gematria of 72 connecting us to Chokhmah. In those spelled out names of Yud Vav Dalet He Yud, Vav Yud Vav He Yud, you have four yuds. So it's a connection directly to that level of Chokhmah. But it's also a connection to the four yuds of healing. There's also a sequence, 3-2-3-1. Three, two is 32. 3-1 is 31. 3-2, the position of the letters spells out a connection to the 32 paths of wisdom. 31 connects us to the name of associated with Chokmah, that of the name Kel, Aleph Lamed. Many different levels, many different pieces of information. And we have completed the Hebrew reading. Because of time considerations, I'm not going to read an English translation. I'm going to start the Shir HaShirim, but we will not finish it, again, because of time considerations. The Shir HaShirim is composed of 117 verses, and there is a whole essay on the unique astrological times link right at the bottom. It's the last piece of information. It's rather long, but it explains the relationship of 117. Shir HaShirim, chapter 1, the first verse, which has all of the energy, even the first word has all of the energy of the correction that Shir HaShirim does by reading that first word and then that first verse. We are making the connection of transforming any negative deeds we did this week from last Shabbat to this Shabbat. Any negative deeds we did are being transformed into positive deeds through this reading. And all that energy is in that first word. Shir HaShirim Asher Lishlomo. So if you look at the word Shir, it's really, it's spelled Shin Yud Resh, which is 510, which is 51 times 10. 51 is the gematria of this significant word that seems insignificant. The word is Na. Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph translates as please. Hashem, Moses used it in his 11-letter healing prayer, El Na, Rafa Na La. He used the word twice, representing the word please, pleading to Hashem to heal his sister. But if we go to, say, the word Rosh, which is spelled Resh Aleph Shin, we have a connection between the Yud and the Aleph where we can substitute one for the other. Rosh is the head. Shir is the head of the song. It's the male song. Shir HaShirim, HaShirim. The He is the definite article. It's a specific essence, it's a specific energy. Shirim is Shir, and then at the end it's Yam, which is a feminine ending. But it also means sea. So there's a song, the song of the sea. So we learn, what is the song of the sea? All of those, that information that was in this reading, connecting us to Bina, as well as the head being connected to Chokmah. Then there's the word Asher, which you can be reformatted into Sha'ar, a gate, or Rosh, the head. And Lishlomo is the word Shalem. The Lamed is the teacher. Shalem, completion, teaching the completion of the physicality, achieving the tikkun. And you can see from this one verse how powerful it is on these four words. but you can also understand now or beginning to get a hint of why Shir HaShirim is so powerful. Yishakeni min shikot pihu ki tovin todecha miayin. L'reach shemanecha tovim shemen turak shemecha alkein alamot achevucha mashkeini acharecha naruta heviani amelech adarav nagila v'nismecha bach naskira dodecha miayin meisharim achevucha shechora ani v'nawa b'not Yerushalayim ka'ahale kedar k'iriyot shelomo al tiru ni she'ani she'char choret shesh safati mi hashamesh b'nei imi necharuvi samuni notera et hachramim karmi sheli lo natarti agidali she'ahava nafshi eka ire eka tarbits bepat sacharayim shalama echiye ta'ot ya al edre haverecha im lo tayari lach Ayafa banashim te'ilach be'ikvei hatzon uri et geditai al mishkenot haroim l'susati berikvei paro demiteicha Rayati Nawulachayich Batorim Tavarech Baharuzim Torai Zahav Naasela Im Nekudot Hakasef Ad Shehamelech Mim sibo nir dinatan reho saror hamardodi li ben shadayalim eshkol hakofer dodi li bekarme ein gedi Inach yafa rayati, inach yafa enayit yonim. Chincha yafe dodi, af naim, af arsenu, ra'anana. Korod batenu, arazim rachitenu, erotim. That's the end of the first chapter. Also the all that I'm going to be reading today. anyone have any questions? I apologize for the time consideration today. It's very often what happens with the holiday of Pesach. We run out of time to clean. We run out of time to search for the chametz. We run out of time as we prepare. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Brandy.
My question, if you can remember back when you were reading, you said that there were two letters that are not used in the 72 names.
I did not say two. I said there are letters that are not used in the 72 names.
Okay. I sneezed and I didn't hear.
Okay. So I didn't say the letters. It's a task you have. If you're interested, determine which letters are missing. And then what do they teach you? What does their essence teach you? Why are they missing? These are the kinds of questions that the Kabbalists ask. And as students of Kabbalah, we need to begin to think like a Kabbalist, so that we would ask that kind of question. And we may not understand it, but it's the search for the question that reveals the answer.
Well, I'm going to search, but I have an idea. It's the final letters that aren't used. But then I'll search to confirm that.
I think I'm disappointed. Do the effort.
I will.
I believe there was somebody else who wanted to ask a question.
Can you give me the computer resource?
For what?
For what you just did. Is that the unique astrological forecast, or is that something else?
I never used the word astrological, so I'm not sure what you're asking, Bernice. If you want to know what I read from the Chabad website because they have the each Aliyah laid out. So I'm reading from the seventh day of Pesach.
What is the website, Yeshem?
My website is Yeshem.
Pardon? I'll have to clear back. My connection went bad here.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
Thank you so much.
You have a beautiful day. Shabbat Shalom, Pesach Sameach, reminding you there are no classes after this until Monday morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time. There are 2 days of holiday, Chag Pesach, Chag Shavis Shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, and the eighth day of Pesach. And the eighth day of Pesach connects to the Mashiach. And it's a long explanation that I highly recommend you search on the internet for different people's opinions of why there is the eighth day of Pesach and why that day connects to Mashiach. And recognize that it connects to the personal Mashiach, where each person has to connect to Mashiach on their own before the final Mashiach will manifest. Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, Kol Tuv to all.
Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom.
All the best.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.